about this expression. Say if somebody had been in the hospital, but he was out now, you might say, well, old so-and-so is up and about again, but he still looks a little bit...
peaked.
Heard anything besides peaked? Peaked or...
Well, some people say look a little drawn or worn out.
Pale or puny.
Puny, yeah.
Say a man that's able to lift very heavy weights, you say he's very...
strong.
Same size that.
Bony.
Have you ever heard the word either stout or husky used that way? He's mighty stout person.
Some, occasionally, yeah. I've never heard it really called husky. But then again, some people say a woman is stout, meaning she's fat.
What about a man? Would you describe him the same way?
Man, stout? Possibly. Or heavy built, really, maybe. I think usually more of size or stature rather than strength.
I see. Say a man that always has...
But I heard a stout piece of line.
What?
Stout piece of string.
Oh yeah.
A line, a rope.
Means
strong.
Say a man who always has a smile on his face and never loses his temper, you say he's mighty
happy go lucky or cheerful.
Good natured.
Good natured.
And at a particular stage when a boy is growing up, it seems that he runs into things, trips over his own feet, you say he's mighty
clumsy.
Would you ever say clumsy or awkward?
Awkward, coltish.
Say a person who just keeps on doing things that just don't make any sense at all. You say he's just...
dumb.
You ever hear people around here, you say something like, well, he's just plain fool.
Plain fool. Not that I recall.
Would that be a fairly strong thing to say about somebody?
Probably would. I think it has a little more thought than just somebody not being not very bright, but foolish is a little stronger, I think.
Say a man who has a lot of money, but he likes to hang on to it. You'd say he's
tightwad or skinflint.
Ever heard somebody say he's so tight he squeaks?
Yeah.
You were to use the word common about somebody, say so and so is just as common as she can be, what would you mean?
Well, I would think they say that means, generally it means they're kind of rough and crude. It's what I think it relates to. But again, some people might use it in a context that somebody is more down to earth and no fancy ideas or sneering contacts with other people. She's just a common person. But I think in many, many cases you'd have to be careful and say if she's just a common woman. It means something different.
Shaggy.
Yeah.
And my grandmother says she's common as gully dirt, so she leaves no room for speculation.
Yeah, that's pretty bad, yeah.
Say a woman who is in her 90s, but she's still able to take care of herself, and she does her own cooking, that kind of thing. You might say, well, I don't care how old she is, she's still mighty...
active and spry.
Or say if the children are out late and your wife's getting a little bit nervous about the whole thing, you might say, well, she might say, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I just can't help feeling a little
worried. Usually concerned.
You wouldn't say she felt easy about it.
Uneasy. I feel uneasy.